Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, fights, zoning out, and British insults. Coming up right after this.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat. Werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Fart Journal, Monday, 5:50 a.m. Wow. Just ripped a hat trick while walking into the studio.
Wow.
Today is going to be a great day.
Oh, yeah.
6:42 a.m. Chick seems a little down today. I'll hold this one for another break and spring it on him in the green room. He'll love it.
I will.
7:06 a.m. Just stealthily lifted my right cheek. Hopefully Christy didn't notice.
Oh.
7:07 a.m. She noticed. 9:25 a.m. Whoa. That one must have had a tailwind. I think I saw Bob's mustache twitch. 12:09 p.m. Lunch with the guys. Always fun.
Uh-huh.
Got one of my urgent phone calls, which allowed me an opportunity to crop dust the entire restaurant. Got back to the table. Mark had left early for some reason. 5:50 p.m. Exciting moment in the grocery store just now.
Yeah.
I've never had one change pitch this way before. It sounded exactly like a British police car with that Doppler effect siren thing. Must call Chick. I'll text him to share the news. 2 a.m. Wow. Just had one so impressive I woke myself up all alone, but I still blamed it on the dog. Tomorrow is going to be a great day.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Check local listings. I think our humidifier quit here in the building. It's okay in here, but it is damp in the hallway. Have you been out there? It's real, real moist. I don't know what's going on.
I hired it.
Yeah, you like it moist, do you? No.
Yes, I like it really moist. Ooh. Can you see you and me going at it?
No.
How about that?
God,
huh?
Come on.
Huh?
How about your body slap?
No thanks.
Pay-per-view.
What's the big pay-per-view coming up? Oh, it's not even pay-per-view, right?
No, it's on Netflix, streaming.
What is it? Who is it again?
Tyson and that kid.
Paul. John Paul. What is it?
John Paul.
Logan.
John Paul. Yeah, Logan Paul.
It's the Pope.
You think Mike Tyson could knock out a cow if he punched a cow in the head?
I think if he hit it right, yes. Absolutely. Plop. Yep. A larger cow. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the undercard, I guess, is going to be P. Diddy and...
His
ex-girl.
No.
Is what he wants.
I was really hoping you'd say a rematch. Stenhouse.
I don't think kicking is allowed in boxing, Tom.
Oh.
And how much are those VIP packages?
Thank you, Ace.
Weren't they $1 million or something?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought they were $2 million, weren't they?
Could have been.
Yeah.
It immediately went out of my head.
Good for you. Not worth it.
But I know
Vince Edwards played Dr. Casey. I know that.
Ben Casey?
Ben Casey.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's time now to check in with Christy Lee. Christy, what's happening?
More than 100 South Koreans gathered in Seoul over the weekend to do nothing.
Yeah.
According to CNN, the annual Space Out competition seeks to find who is best at zoning out for 90 minutes without falling asleep, checking their phone, or talking.
Okay.
90 minutes. That doesn't sound like it'd be tough. Participants' heart rates are monitored while onlookers vote for their 10 favorite contestants.
Oh, that's funny.
Whoever has the most stable heart rate among the 10 takes home the trophy.
But you can't sleep.
No. It's only an hour and a half. You can't stay awake for an hour and a half doing nothing?
No.
Yeah, the key is to keep your heart rate down so you can't think about, some of the stresses you may be having.
Right. Or, you want to melt.
Yeah,
it's
you just got to really
point.
Chill.
Just chill out.
Interesting.
This year marks the competition's 10th anniversary with a freelance announcer named Mr. Kwon So-A taking home the trophy.
All right.
What if not an American congressman doing nothing for...
More than 4,000 people applied to participate in the competition with just 117 selected. Among those taking part, speed skater Park Hyung-gi, a double Olympic silver medalist.
And the horse you rode
what
in on.
What did you say?
You heard me.
What's his name?
Park Hyung-gi.
Park Hyung-gi.
Yeah, the 34-year-old who took third place said, I tried out for the Olympics 5 times and have never taken a proper rest while training for 30 years. So he finally got some peace and quiet.
All right.
The competition was founded by a visual artist who goes by the pseudonym Whoop Sang after she suffered severe burnout, and the trophy is shaped like the Rodin sculpture, The Thinker.
Oh, okay. Kind of a silly thing.
Yeah.
Zoned out.
But hey, everybody should do that. You really should take some time to not have anything going.
Watch a soccer game.
Oh.
That'll do it. For some. Apparently none of you.
I'm not in the wrong audience for that. I like soccer.
Don't you zone out with golf? Isn't that your zone out?
I don't zone
out.
No, my zone out is literally sitting on my porch with nothing. Yeah, that's what I do.
You just sit there.
Yes. Listen to birds. Yeah.
Front or back porch?
You sound like,
front porch.
You sound like you're insane. I sat on my porch and listened to birds.
Some of the I watch the leaves and I see clouds.
I may see a raccoon.
It's very good for your
oftentimes mind. A chipmunk will.
I hear the worms. The worms.
Well, that's really good for you.
No, it is. I was told that, and I tried it, and I went, this is different.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I read. And
do you make yourself sit?
It's a form of meditation. Sure, it's great, man. It's great. Yeah.
Do you have to go to the bathroom? You say, I can't. I got 10 more minutes before I can get up.
No, I'm not. I don't do that. I don't deny myself.
So you never go out on your back porch. I assume it's very nice and just sit in a lounge chair and just.
No, if I'm back there, I'm weeding or something.
Sometimes that's fine. That's fine. Sometimes when you think you're relaxing, you're not.
Wrangling a hose.
I used to think that reading was it's really not. Your brain is completely active.
Yep.
You're
trying to get some floaty in the pool to come back my way without falling in.
Have
that
you gotten
sort of
in
thing.
The pool yet?
Not yet. I'm too busy maintaining it.
Attaboy.
You'll enjoy it. You'll love that.
No, you won't.
Well, I think that to a certain extent, Tom loves maintaining it.
Yeah.
Don't you find it semi-cathartic?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
It's got that long stick with the net on the end of
the
it.
The skimmer, yeah. You like the skimmer.
There's always that one leaf.
Skimmer?
That one leaf that won't cooperate.
Where's my skimmer?
What else you got?
According to a new...
What else you got?
This is too boring. What else you got?
According to... Yeah, we're relaxing. According to a new survey... Several British insults are in danger of going extinct.
Oh, no.
In the next generation.
I bet British insults are awesome.
Yeah.
Over 60% of people under the age of 28 did not know the meaning of Lummox.
Lummox.
Oh, that's a big Lummox. Yeah. Lummox.
I should give this to Chick because I don't know anything
about it. Is Bell End? You're a real Bell End?
I hear that
a lot in my shows.
Blighter?
Ah.
Blighter?
Was unfamiliar with 55% of young people. It's a disliked or contemptible person. Ninny, we've heard that.
Sure.
Lighthearted term for a silly person. Unknown to half of respondents.
Okay.
You old Nilly?
Ninny.
Ninny.
Oh, Ninny, that's what I meant. Cad.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty.
We use that here, don't we?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a cad.
A man who behaves dishonestly, especially towards women, mystified half of those polled. Once again, this is in Britain. People under the age of 28. A third of the young folk did not know what a pillock is.
I've never heard that one.
A pillock?
Pillock? I don't know. Is it a pillock?
I don't know.
Or pillock?
Pillock? Pillock? Pillock? How many pillocks does it take?
Screw in a light bulb?
Well, it's a stupid or silly person.
Oh, okay.
Terms such as plonker.
See, a plonker sounds like something you'd find in the lavatory.
Boy, somebody left a plonker in there for us.
What does it mean?
Plonker means a foolish, inept, or contemptible person.
Okay.
Prat, an incompetent person. Scallywag.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a pirate thing.
Man, I was just going to say, it's a pirate thing.
That's a person who behaves badly, but in an amusingly mischievous way. And git, G-I-T, an unpleasant or contemptible person.
What Beatles song is that in?
Stupid
Get Back.
Get Back.
From I'm So Tired.
Funny, but no.
It's pretty basic, Tom. Get
I'm
back.
So Tired. It's in there.
I was such a stupid
such
git.
Stupid git.
Yeah.
Monty Python had they had the Git Olympics or something. It was the name wrong, but yes. What a wonderful git. He's run himself over with his car.
Oh, yeah, the twat competition. Was that it?
Oh, were they twits?
Twits. I'm sorry.
Oh, they were twits.
See the other?
What a magnificent twit.
They twits.
See,
they try to jump over matchboxes.
Yeah, and they had to get the bras off the mannequins.
they run up, they pull cars up in front of houses and slam the doors on the cars.
Here's another one here. A numpty.
Numpty?
What's a numpty?
N-U-M-P-T-Y. It sounds like...
all right, slump what you're going to
it sounds like one of the positions in the Harry Potter, what's that game called, Quidditch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's the numpty. Yeah. He used to be the plonker, but he switched sides. Yeah. A numpty is, again, a stupid or foolish person.
Hmm.
A lot of them have kind of a Harry Potter feel. Sound like the spell.
Oh, you're numpty.
Yeah, the spells in Harry Potter.
One of my favorite impressions that Josh does is Humpty Dance.
The Humpty Dance?
You know, that's a whole song.
Yeah. Over and over and over.
It might be five something.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Josh.
The Humpty Dance is going crazy.
Oh, I love this one.
Say I'm ugly, but I just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
Ah, rest in peace.
No, he's no longer with us.
He died. I'll do the Humpty Hump. Come on, let's do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump.
Samoans. He says that at one point.
Samoans. Let's recognize Samoans.
That's interesting.
I love these British old British words.
Do you
You've never heard Bell End? You're real Bell End?
I'm looking at this a longer list. Most of them are essentially a stupid person or a foolish person or a contemptible person. Almost every one of them.
A Bell End is a Richard Head, if you will.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes perfect sense.
You're a real Bell End.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah. Looks like a bell.
Those are fun.
Speaking of that, doctors in Vietnam had to remove a chopstick from the Bell End of a male member.
Oh,
42-year-old patient referred to only as a Mr. ND sought treatment at a Saigon hospital where he told doctors that he and his friend were, quote, blind drunk when his friend inserted the chopstick into his penis, quote, for fun.
Wait a second. So there's a couple things going on here.
Right.
That is a friend, though.
You know, yeah. It's not like Chick Josh and I are hanging out with Pat on the weekend. All of a sudden, someone goes, hey, wait a second. Do you still have any of those chopsticks from lunch? I got an idea.
Yeah.
Drop trout. No!
Wait, the friend put it in the other
guy's? Yeah, that's what he's saying.
He put a chopstick down the other guy's male member. First of all, that's got to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
I hope it's not the cheap ones that you have to scrape because they have the little shivers, the little sticks.
It could have been worse. Could have been a fork.
could absolutely get a splinter.
Sure you could.
They make chopsticks out of ivory, too, though. So.
Or even a spoon would be worse.
Yeah.
Doctors report the chopstick had been shoved so deep.
Yeah, yeah.
How deep was it shoved?
Thank you, Josh.
Talk
the
to me.
Tip was about 1.18 inches from the urethral opening.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all of it. Way that's up there.
Boy. That's the whole stick.
This is awful.
Dr. Tran Fong said he was able to remove the 4-inch long chopstick without surgery.
I'm Dr. Fong.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you had a chopstick up there, you'd be very happy to see Dr. Fong.
Yeah, you would.
Whether he's Tran or not.
Thank you, Josh.
would you be given a lot of liquid so you'd urinate and pee it out? Would that help?
No, it would be blocked off.
Yeah, because it's...
I'm sure they had some kind of just special tweezers.
Mm. Ugh. Special Boy. Tweezers.
Don't
is your
do this,
guess.
Yeah. Man.
Give me the dick grippers.
Gripper or ripper? Either one.
Now, the cool thing about chopsticks is, I guess, from an etiquette standpoint,
yes.
There's only the one pair, right? It's not like you're at some formal dinner and say, hey, those are the salad chopsticks. Oh. You can't use those.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Don't you have your own chopsticks, Josh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Washable.
Yes.
And were you telling me they come like in a little box, like a pool cue, you have to screw them together?
That's exactly right.
Are they metal?
A tiny handle. I have metal and I have bamboo or something, yeah.
And do you put them in the washing machine? I mean, the dishwasher?
The metal I do, yeah. The wooden ones I hand wash.
Yeah.
Well, they were gifted to me by students of mine who...
When you were in South Korea?
Loved me as a teacher.
Of course. And, I bet you were a hell of a teacher.
Yeah. That's right. Changed many lives.
Oh, that's nice.
That was very rewarding.
Do you still hear from students?
No, and I thought maybe in the age of social media, I would get, hey, do you happen to remember 20 years ago you taught me in John Jew? But no, I have not, which is fine. But well, I have very fond memories.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
and I'd like to think they have fond memories.
That was 20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago?
Like 2004, 2005.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Wait a minute. Yep, 20 years ago.
that adds up.
It checks out.
Yeah, how crazy to think that a lot of the kindergarten students I taught are now like 25 years old.
Yikes.
So crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if there was a mega Malaya, a despot? What if one of them becomes a despot?
Man.
Moves to North Korea.
And we learn that... Yes.
And he says...
I learned my tyrannical ways from...
My greatest experience in life was being taught by Josh Arnold.
By Joshy Teacher, as they called me.
Joshy Teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Because SH is pronounced she over there, so it's just Joshy. Joshy Teacher.
Not Mr. Arnold?
No. They called me Joshy Teacher, which is what I would prefer. Okay. Isn't that way more fun and cool?
It's fun.
I'll ask again. Wasn't Mr. Arnold?
No, it was not Mr. Arnold.
What did they say?
How would you say Mr. Arnold in Korean?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know what Mr. You know, maybe it was like, they would just say like Arnold-san, something like that. Instead of...
Can we do that from now on?
Arnold-san?
In the sidekick chair, Arnold-san.
You can. I'm out.
Did you ever learn the South Korean national anthem?
No.
You didn't have to say that before class or anything?
No. I would recognize it if I heard it play, but I do not
They didn't
know
have
it.
A record player in the corner that you played it every morning?
No.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Did they have a PA system where the classes would begin and there'd be this disembodied voice going, good morning, students?
Not at my school.
Like
not at my
awards
academy.
And...
Mm-mm. There was a PA system, but not... They never did that. So... Okay. It was great.
Once again, this guy was in Vietnam that had had his buddy shove the chopstick up his male member.
I'm not buying
what
that.
What the fuck were they thinking?
What do you mean you're not buying it?
I don't think he had his buddy do it. I think he just told.
Maybe he did it himself?
Oh.
What's less embarrassing?
Yeah.
Either way, it's not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
It's less embarrassing doing it by yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. So why would he say my friend did it?
Oh,
that seems like you'd bring more embarrassment upon yourself.
We've had a lot of stories about similar things to this. Usually it's, you know, guys with, you know, egg rolls in their keister or something. But they hesitate maybe to go into the ER and then they get into more trouble.
I want to be on record. I don't remember us ever doing a story about someone putting
not.
An egg roll
no,
in their keister.
No, we never did that.
I was trying to contemporize the...
Is that what you were doing?
No, I can't think of the right words. I was trying to think, because we've had lots of stories about... where physicians say, look, if something like this happens, do you immediately go to the emergency room? Don't. We have stories where someone waited 4 days and they had a golf ball up there. And,
What is it about you guys that you always have to fill up holes? I don't understand.
Well, you didn't have such a nice one, Christy. Wait a minute, though. I didn't mean that personally.
What is it? Someone said...
three nice ones here.
It's like a Q-tip in an ear when you feel that. You know?
That is satisfying.
Sensation.
So, yeah.
Well, but in a Q-tip, you're not feeling anything.
What's the name of that? Wait a minute. Is it sounding?
Yes.
That's what Josh says. I don't know what kind of freaky stuff he's into, but that's what
I'm into
said.
Sounding.
That's where you place things down into the urethra?
Yeah.
That's
where you try to just...
And you're supposed to make that submarine sound effect when you do it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.